90. Reborn. I have done my best to separate fact from fiction, but the two blend like mixing paint when the Voidbringers are involved. Each of the Unmade has a dozen names, and the powers ascribed to them range from the fanciful to the terrifying. From Hesse's Mythica, page 4. Zeth, Sun Sun. Zeth, Sun. Zeth, Truthless. Zeth. Just Zeth. Zeth of Shinovar, once called the Assassin in White, had been reborn. Mostly. The Skybreakers whispered of it. Nin, Herald of Justice, had restored him following his defeat in the storm. Like most things, death had not been Zeth's to claim. The Herald had used a type of Fabrial to heal his body before his spirit departed. It had almost taken too long, however. His spirit hadn't properly reattached to his body. Zeth walked with the others out onto the stone field before their small fortress, which overlooked the Pure Lake. The air was humid, almost like that of his homeland, though it didn't smell earthy or alive. It smelled of seaweed and wet stone. There were 5 other hopefuls, all of them younger than Zeth. He was shortest among them and the only one who kept his head bald. He couldn't grow a full head of hair, even if he didn't shave it. The other 5 kept their distance from him. Perhaps it was because of the way he left a glowing afterimage when he moved, a sign of his soul's improper reattachment. Not all could see it, but these could. They were close enough to the surges. Or maybe they feared him because of the black sword in a silver sheath that he wore strapped to his back.
"Oh, it's the lake,"
the sword said in his mind. It had an eager voice that didn't sound distinctly feminine or masculine.
"You should draw me, Zeth. I would love to see the lake. Vasher says there are magic fish here. Isn't that interesting?"
"I have been warned, Sword Nimi," Zeth reminded the weapon, "not to draw you except in the case of extreme emergency, and only if I carry much stormlight, lest you feed upon my soul."
"Well, I wouldn't do that,"
the sword said. It made a huffing sound.
"I don't think you're evil at all, and I only destroy things that are evil."
The sword was an interesting test given him by Nin the Herald, called Nale, Nalan, or Naku by most stonewalkers. Even after weeks of carrying this black sword, Zeth did not understand what the experience was to teach him. The Skybreakers arranged themselves to watch the hopefuls. There were some 50 here, and that didn't count the dozens who were supposedly out on missions. So many! An entire order of Knights Radiant had survived the recreants and had been watching for the desolation for 2,000 years, constantly replenishing their numbers as others died of old age. Zeth would join them. He would accept their training as Nin had promised him he would receive, then travel to his homeland of Shinovar. There, he would bring justice to the ones who had falsely exiled him.
"Do I dare bring them judgment?" a part of him wondered. "Dare I trust myself with the Sword of Justice?"
The sword replied,
"You? Zeth, I think you're super trustworthy, and I'm a good judge of people."
"I was not speaking to you, Sword Nimi."
"I know, but you were wrong, and so I had to tell you. Hey, the voices seem quiet today. That's nice, isn't it?"
Mentioning it brought the whispers to Zeth's attention. Nin had not healed Zeth's madness. He'd called it an effect of Zeth's connection to the powers, and said that he was hearing trembles from the spiritual realm, memories of the dead he'd killed. He no longer feared them. He had died and been forced to return. He had failed to join the voices, and now they had no power over him, right? Why then did he still weep in the night, terrified? One of the Skybreakers stepped forward. Ki was a golden-haired woman, tall and imposing. Skybreakers clothed themselves in the garb of local lawkeepers, so here, in Marabethia, they wore a patterned shoulder cloak and a colorful skirt-like wrap. Ki wore no shirt, merely a simple cloth tied around her chest.
"Hopefuls," she said in Azish, "you have been brought here because a full Skybreaker has vouched for your dedication and solemnity."
"She's boring," the sword said. "Where did Nale go?"
"You said he was boring too, Sodnimi," Zeth whispered.
"That's true, but interesting things happen around him. We need to tell him that you should draw me more often."
"Your first training has already been completed," Ki said. "You traveled with the Skybreakers and joined them in one of their missions. You have been elevated and deemed worthy of the first ideal. Speak it. You know the words."
"Basher always drew me," the sword said, sounding resentful.
"Life before death," Zeth said, closing his eyes. "Strength before weakness. Journey before destination."
The other five belted it out. Zeth whispered it to the voices that called to him from the darkness. Let them see. He would bring justice to those who had caused this. He'd hoped that the first oath would restore his ability to draw upon Stormlight, something he had lost along with his previous weapon. However, when he removed a spear from his pocket, he was unable to access the light.
"In speaking this ideal," Ki said, "you are officially pardoned for any past misdeeds or sins. We have paperwork signed by proper authorities for this region. To progress further among our ranks and to learn the lashings, you will need a master to take you as their squire. Then may you speak the second ideal. From there, you will need to impress a high spren and form a bond, becoming a full Skybreaker. Today, you will take the first of many tests. Though we will evaluate you, remember that the final measure of your success or failure belongs to the High Spren. Do you have any questions?"
None of the other hopefuls said anything, so Zeth cleared his throat.
"There are five ideals," he said. "Nin told me of this. You have spoken them all? It's been centuries since anyone mastered the fifth ideal," Ki said. "One becomes a full Skybreaker by speaking the third ideal, the ideal of dedication. We can know what the ideals are?" Zeth asked.
For some reason, he'd thought they would be hidden from him.
"Of course," Ki said. "You will find no games here, Zeth, son Naturo. The first ideal is the ideal of radiance. You have spoken it. The second is the ideal of justice, an oath to seek and administer justice. The third ideal, the ideal of dedication, requires you to have first bonded a high spren. Once you have, you swear to dedicate yourself to a greater truth, a code to follow. Upon achieving this, you will be taught division, the second and more dangerous of the surges we practice."
"Someday," another Skybreaker noted, "you may achieve the fourth ideal, the ideal of crusade. In this you choose a personal quest and complete it to the satisfaction of your high spren. Once successful, you become a master like ourselves."
Cleanse Shinovar, Zeth thought. That would be his quest. "What is the fifth ideal?" he asked. "The ideal of law," he said. "It is difficult. You must become law, become truth. As I said, it has been centuries since that was achieved. Nin told me we were to follow the law, something external, as men are changeable and unreliable. How can we become the law?"
"Law must come from somewhere," another of the Skybreaker masters said. "This is not an oath you will swear, so don't fixate upon it. The first three will do for most Skybreakers. I was of the third ideal for 2 decades before achieving the fourth. When nobody else asked further questions, experienced skybreakers began lashing the hopefuls into the air.
What is happening?
Zeth asked.
We will carry you to the place of the test, Key said, as you cannot move with your own stormlight until you swear the second ideal. Do I belong with these youths?
Zeth said.
Nin treated me as something different.
The Herald had taken him on a mission to Tashik, hunting surgebinders from other orders. A heartless act that Nin had explained would prevent the coming of the desolation. Except that it had not. The Everstorm's return had convinced Nin he was wrong. And he'd abandoned Zeth in Tashik. Weeks had passed there until Nin had returned to collect him. The Herald had dropped Zeth here at the fortress, then had vanished into the sky again, this time off to seek guidance.
The Herald, Key said, originally thought that you might skip to the third ideal because of your past. He is no longer here, however, and we cannot judge. You'll have to follow the same path as everyone else.
Zeth nodded. Very well.
No further complaints? Key asked.
It is orderly, Zeth said, and you have explained it well. Why would I complain?
The others seemed to like this response, and Key herself lashed him into the sky. For a moment he felt the freedom of flight, reminding him of his first days, holding an honor blade long ago, before he'd become truthless.
No, you were never truthless. Remember that.
Besides, this flight was not truly his.
He continued falling upward until another skybreaker caught him and lashed him downward, counteracting the first effect and leaving him hovering. A pair of skybreakers took him, one under each arm, and the entire group soared through the air. He couldn't imagine they'd done this sort of thing in the past, as they'd remained hidden for so many years. But they didn't seem to care about secrecy anymore.
I like it up here, the sword said. You can see everything. Can you actually see things, Sword Nimi? Not like a man. You see all kinds of things, Zeth. Except, unfortunately, how useful I am.